from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is Danny and Dusty.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm your Huckleberry.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Tuesday. You guys talked about Swim Cap Bob, right?
Yesterday. We did not.
You didn't?
No, I don't think
we got swimming on right now.
I don't think the video came up until we got off air.
I've never heard of Swim Cap Bob.
You haven't seen this guy?
No.
It was over the weekend, so I figured that you guys got to it yesterday. But there's this dude. Apparently, if a swimmer, and I'm watching swimming right now because America, but I'm about to start hating Australia if they catch him. But apparently in the pool, if a swimmer loses their swim cap,
of which they have multiple on, particularly the women,
they can't go and retrieve it themselves,
which is weird, right?
They have a dude who's like, no, I got this. I don't know why.
He's a French dude in a Speedo.
Yeah. He's wearing the
French
very
Speedo.
European cut swimsuit here.
Yeah.
And it looks like they just went to anybody in the stands, like just anybody. And they were like, hey,
we got any volunteers?
You want to come jump in the pool and get this? They're like, yeah, sorry, we don't have adult swim trunks. Yeah. You wear these children's swim trunks.
And he's getting catcalled as he's going to go get the
dude,
swim
it
cap.
Was phenomenal. This guy comes waltzing out there. I would say it was a strut.
It was a strut in between a strut and a waddle.
Yeah, and it just looked like, okay,
there's some hip thrusting being done.
This is what we've all been asking for. If you just put a random normal person into the Olympics and be like, all right, let's compare. I thought that's what we were going to get. And this dude just jumps into the pool, goes and swims down, grabs the swim cap.
Did he cannonball that son of a gun?
No.
That's a bummer.
No, he didn't.
It was kind of a flat belly dive.
Yeah.
Like he tried to dive, but it kind of.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. With the swim trunks, it was kind of that way. But he just jumps down. Everybody goes wild. The crowd goes wild. And apparently gets paid for that. Like, I think that everybody says being a lifeguard at the Olympics is the best gig. I say nay. Being swim cap Bob guy, that is the best gig. Because you're at the Olympics, you're inside the ropes, and I don't know. I've never seen Olympics where they've had to roll this guy out to go and get the hat, but he did a damn good job, and he's got a dad bod.
You know what they really need out there is like in some of the college football games or whatever where they have that dog run out to retrieve the tee after kickoff. They need to have a good boy sitting on the side of the pool ready to jump in there to go get that swim cap.
Who's a good boy?
A French poodle, perhaps?
Yeah.
No, I said a good boy.
Yeah.
Oh, poodles are good boys.
Yeah.
Those are good dogs, even if they shave them stupidly.
That's a legend move, though.
Right?
You know,
speaking of animals, my wife and I were watching the Olympics this weekend. This total score moment. But there
I was going to say, we weren't really talking about animals.
No, we were there, dogs. Good boys. They set up like the equestrian track, and number one, I always thought like when they do the prancing with the horses, it was called dressage. It's called dressage. And boy, do they love saying dressage.
Yeah, dude. I mean, when you get rich enough, you call it dressage.
Okay. But the equestrian
track,
dressage. It's like miles upon miles long, and there are people set up the length of this thing like a NASCAR race, except for they don't go by you going like 200 miles an hour.
It's like a parade.
They're not even like really
with like a horse.
Yeah. And they're not like pushing the horse that hard because it's a kind of an endurance thing.
It's like dancing on with a horse.
This is the one where they jump over stuff.
Oh, okay.
Not the dressage. I'm talking about like the equestrian track. It's like miles long.
I was still stuck on the dressage.
Yeah, no. We went from one event to the other, and I'm just sitting there like there are people set up along this course like a golf tournament.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you get to see people like swing the clubs and like you're waiting for the horse at the turn to going like 18 miles an hour just for a brief glimpse of it as it goes. I'm like, I don't understand this.
I don't know. Sounds like you got a good grasp of it.
I think you got it. I think you nailed it.
Like people were like sitting there filming as the horse went by. Like it was like,
well, that makes more sense than sitting and filming as a NASCAR.
Yeah, that's always funny because you can't
pass you at 200 miles an hour.
Well, hold on. We know what that's all about. It's about you're sitting on your cooler, too, and you're like, "Wee!"
And when it goes by, the force that comes with it.
Or
is it like Molly Shannon sitting up in the suite?
Yeah.
I love when those cars go by.
That's a Talladega Nights reference for anybody that does not know. It's not actual actress Molly Shannon who sits there. Maybe. Don't want to rule that one out.
Well, it was really her.
It was really her.
Indeed.
No, I think that it does make sense, though, because the NASCAR, not NASCAR fan equivalent.
I like NASCAR.
NASCAR? See? And when you become rich enough.
Yeah. Dusty just got rich right then.
NASCAR.
Go to the NASCAR.
Bobby Labonte. Roberto Labonte. Mm.
Well, you can't fancy say Dick Trickle, though, can you?
Dick Trickle.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
No,
you can't. It's like Joe Dirt. Yeah. It's Dierte. Don't try to church it up, Dirt.
Church it up.
But I think the equivalent to that is, you know, maybe you're just sipping on some bubbly. And we don't know the intricacies of equestrian jumping. But I bet those people know what they're watching and what you're looking for, right? That's why they go to those places on the mile long track or whatever it is because they know what they're looking for. I have no idea. I just sit there when I'm watching like dressage, I'm watching these horses. Do you see the rave horse? There's a horse that does.
No.
Yeah.
I've seen the Mongolian rave horses.
No, they do like there's
a fun
an
sentence.
American gal. She does to like house music. Has her horse do, it's not like classical music.
Oh, okay.
She does the house music.
This is like the Rave Raptor.
It's pretty, what?
Have you not seen the Rave Raptor?
No, this is a real live horse.
Oh, no, this is a real raptor.
All right, you guys, are we just doing Mad Libs now?
Yeah.
No, there's the rail riding Rave Raptor.
I don't know what you're talking
about. So like the guardrail at the raves. There's, you know, giant.
I'm not familiar with rave culture. There's a guardrail.
At the concert, you know, there's a big guardrail to keep you off the stage from the DJ.
Oh, sure.
Well, as the beat's getting ready to drop, somebody is literally wearing that giant Jurassic Park, like thousands of dollars raptor costume.
Yeah.
And it's waiting for the beat drop. And it.
Okay.
It turns into a full on. The amount of drugs.
Now, this is a real horse doing things.
The amount of drugs and sweat that must be going on inside that raptor costume
yeah
have to be
it's a lot
just so over the top.
That's a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine being the person sweating on drugs, seeing the Rave Raptor on the rail?
Oh, man. Y'all ready for this?
But I have no idea what I'm watching until the end of those sports.
Oh, those are the ones that I love.
I do, too, because that's when, like, I just become so patriotic.
I want to see the horse out there, you know, when they do the dressage. It's they
borderline xenophobic.
They tie its mane in, like, little knots. Like, they braid it kind of a deal. I want them to, like, tie, like, Rave beads into it.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
Just go full, like, bright pink and blue neon.
It's pretty cool.
Just go custom make a giant horse passy.
Instead of a bridle, you're sitting there. They've turned football mouthpieces into looking like pacifiers. Yeah. So I think we could do it with like a. I think you could do it with a horse.
Shove some glow sticks in those stirrups.
I'm glad you went stirrups. Didn't know where you're putting those.
Somewhere else in the saddle.
If you think this is off the rails, you should have heard the eight different things, the lines that I said on Friday when you were gone.
I bet it was. It was aggressive.
Can I interest you in a man who tore the head off a seagull barehanded? And how he maybe wasn't wrong in doing so?
Okay, yes,
no French fry is worth that.
He stole his French fries?
His daughter's French fries.
Well...
See? See?
No. No. No.
And they said decapitate in air or in quotes, no. So like they didn't just say decapitate. No, so it was like they're...
more traumatic having your French fries stolen by a seagull or having your dad rip the head off of that seagull in front of you.
See, I needed you for this conversation.
I feel like,
but did he actually rip the head cleanly off, or did he just break its neck?
All right, I'm not getting into this with you.
What?
You will not. You will not be changed in your stance. I know this.
He dug his heels in deep on this one.
Yeah.
In a stunner to nobody.
I feel like you need to be around children a little bit longer, and then you'll be like, okay.
No, that's not the right path here.
I feel like when you have children, there's enough ammo
Dexter
for child services.
His kid had a kill too.
Child services will be like, sir, I've listened to your show.
Just said it.
All right. Well, we went somewhere there, and it was Olympics derailing us yet again. I can't stop watching. I can't wait for track and field. That's what I'm looking forward to. I love watching.
Does that start tomorrow?
No, I think it starts maybe later.
Is
in
it
the
later?
Week. Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. I
make you wait for the good stuff.
They do. They get you. They get me every time. They came out the gate hard with soccer though,
mm-hmm.
And then you get swimming. I'm in
and gymnastics.
Hey, USA won another
USA,
gold one.
USA, USA, USA.
The men got a bronze, which I don't know. I mean, this is America. Todd Graham once said it. We're celebrating bronze medals though, which is pretty cool. Team medals are awesome, but
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with being the third best in the world.
No, no.
I mean,
I think though we are so skewed on like our American dominance.
Have you seen the actual history, the count of gold medals in summer and winter Olympics for the U.S. as opposed to literally every other nation?
No.
The U.S. coming into this Olympics had 2,900 plus combined gold medals in the history of the Olympics across winter and summer. The next closest was the USSR at like 1,300.
Oh.
Like it's not even, this is golds. This isn't even total medals. This is golds.
That's aggressive, dude.
Yeah, it was such an, like, when you see it laid out, you're like, holy crap.
Yeah, that is.
It's not even close.
Wednesday, men's and women's 20K race walk starts, the track and field events. Boy, they're really
easy. How do they regulate that?
Okay, I would like to amend my answer from last week where we tried to guess, you know, which Olympic sport, if they gave you some time and stuff, that you could do well at. I present to you race walking.
No. Like, they like, are flying.
I know, but is there, like, a form to it that you, like...
Yeah, you have to, I think...
Is it, like, graded of, like, gymnastics?
No, it's not. You cannot go more than... You can't go, like, consecutive steps without having your heel on the ground. Your heel always
has to be on
the ground.
So it's like if you do the breaststroke wrong. I think I just had a stroke, speaking of which.
Yeah, I think
you... The brain stroke?
You're right there. Yeah, you can't have, like, a... Your heel has to be on the ground. I don't know. They fly.
You have to be grounded.
Yeah, you do. You have to be one with the earth.
Okay.
You have to be one with the earth. I'll look that up.
Is that the butt scoot?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But they're going way faster, Rust, than I think you.
I don't know.
Realize.
Have you ever seen how fast I walk around these halls?
Yeah, but like you going from the studio to the bathroom and having like the poop squats is not.
Yeah, and that's with the penguin.
Same form.
The Jeff Russ poop scootin' boogie is not the same as. Actually, it is the same as race walking. But can you do that? Think of if the bathroom was 20 kilometers away from you. You're not doing that, man. You can't keep up that pace.
Well, not if I'm doing that penguin the whole way.
I'd be remiss, speaking of things that we talked about when you were gone.
Yeah.
We also talked about...
here we go. It requires the competitor to maintain contact with the ground at all times.
Oh, so you can't like skip to my loo. Okay.
No. Like in running, obviously, you're striding, so you're not on the ground.
Yeah,
right.
Very often. You have to be in contact with the ground the entire time.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they have, like, judges over there. Now, you want to talk about a boring job at the Olympics.
20 kilometers of
just
watching that.
Both feet were off the ground, bro. You're out.
I tell you, again, this physique here, not hard to keep at least one foot on the ground.
Low center of gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not catching much air.
Yeah. I wonder what it takes, though. Like, are you like, I'm like a really good distance runner. I need to pivot to race walking. Like, at what point do you say, I'm committing to the race walk and you give up the dream of running to be the race walker?
I mean, yeah, because I guess so you're doing it because you're not that great of a marathoner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's where you're at right there.
You know, yeah. Okay. Figure out what you are good at then.
Okay. Well, I'll be damned. This segment really got away from us. Let's go to college football next. We got some Oregon Ducks media day notes. One thing is wildly different with this Oregon team from years past. And Billy Napier, the head coach at the University of Florida, stepping in it again. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the world record for the racewalk mile, Rust, is 5 minutes and 30 seconds. for 1 mile. 5:30.
Okay.
What do you think you could do right now?
5:32.
I love the confidence that you have right there.
Near record breaking.
Look, I didn't say I was going to go break any records or anything.
No, I'm just saying.
I feel like I could compete.
Do you think you could get under nine?
Yeah.
You could get under a 9 minute mile race walking.
Well, how long? What are the race lengths in the race walk?
Well, I'm just saying for a mile. I'm not going 20K, or I think the other one is like 50K. You think you could do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
9 minutes for 1 mile?
Yeah. You think you could? Yeah. Under nine.
Yeah, I think I could do that.
All right. We should try it.
Get me on some level ground. I don't want any hills.
Dude, we'll get you to a track.
Yeah.
I'll find a track for you to race walk on. We could do this.
There's one. We could probably go hop on at Rock Creek right over there.
You want to do the Rock Creek Trail?
Knock this son of a gun out.
You want to do the Rock Creek Trail?
I'm talking about even the track on the school grounds.
You just want to go.
They got the track on the school grounds.
I want to see this happen.
I want to see it too. I need to see this happen.
I will come out there.
We could go to Westview and you could
across the street.
You could do.
I guess their track's probably a little bigger.
I will come out there. And
we know 4 laps is a mile. Yes. And yeah. I don't want you doing like, we think it's like 8 laps.
No. Westview, we know what we'll do. I'm sure they've got a golf cart there.
I'm sure they don't.
We'll trail in the golf cart and film.
Yeah.
We'll do a little.
Do a little
race trail like they have at the Olympics
with the Steadicam.
Yeah.
You know, in the. This is what we'll do too. We'll take 15 seconds off of your time if we give you a hot dog for every lap. And you could eat a hot dog while you're race walking. And if for every hot dog you complete.
Okay, so now you're just trying to make me throw up, too.
Yes. If the mile wasn't going to do it, this would do it, too.
Now, do I have to stop and suck down the hot dog first?
No, or can I keep eating? You can walk and eat.
Okay.
You can walk and eat. How do you feel now? Do you think you,
boy, and it's how many laps?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
I could probably swing that.
All right. Okay.
How long do I have to hold on afterwards without throwing up?
I won't put any.
Okay.
I'm not going to put that.
We're not outlawing the reversal of fortune.
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I'm expecting that to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I'm in on this. We'll get you some short shorts. We'll get you a tank.
Like you need to get me short shorts.
All right. Wow. Billy Napier's the head coach at Florida for now.
Professional transition.
Yep, that was.
What do you think his race walk speed is? Race walk right out of Florida.
I bet he can do it.
Probably got to be difficult to race walk out of the swamp.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Billy Napier said today, I'm a firm believer that better people are better football players. We'll prove that this fall.
I'm a firm believer that actually it's the opposite. Lawrence Taylor was a scumbag. He's the best defensive player in the history of the game.
There's that. Right now, Florida is 11-14.
Tom Brady.
Under terrible Billy human. Napier. Tom Brady is not a horrible human being. What are you talking about?
Left his wife for and kids for football.
They left him. Difference.
That's why Peyton could never be truly the greatest.
Yeah.
He's just such a nice guy.
Yeah, well, he's got the Olympics now. Tom doesn't have that.
See?
Billy Napier, though, he's on the hot seat this year because expectations at Florida are obviously sky high. And he was a phenomenal football coach at Louisiana, where he took the Raging Cajuns to a 40-12 record in 4 seasons there, including back-to-back seasons where he went 10-1, 12-1 in his final 2 years there. That earned him the job at Florida. And this is the thing about coaching football. All these guys know the X's and O's wise, right? But it is culture. It is not having too many cooks in your kitchen. It is finding that direction and leading them and being a leader no matter where you're at. And that's far easier said than done. How many guys have we seen that jump from one place to the next and the magic isn't there anymore? Whether it's Rich Rodriguez and what he was able to do at West Virginia. He goes to Michigan and it was not the same.
It's a different style, different play, different culture, different environment, everything about it.
Different expectations as well. Who you're recruiting against, the level of talent that you have to then transfer and translate to winning football.
Did Rich have Pat White?
Yes, he did. Okay, and so, Noel Devine.
Yeah, which, again, at West Virginia is a little bit different than, you know, I mean, Pat White may be the better quarterback than any college quarterback Michigan's had in 20 years.
J.J. McCarthy was top 10 pick, bro.
Yeah, I mean, picks versus actual production and talent.
Best quarterback in Michigan history, according to Jim Harbaugh.
Illustrious as it is.
Thomas Edward Brady, Elvis Gerback, Jim Harbaugh himself.
Yeah. Harbaugh's probably the best quarterback they've ever had in college.
In college?
In college.
Yeah. Brady was, I mean, Chad Henne.
So, I mean, it probably is Harbaugh, right?
I would say so. Yeah Harbaugh was really damn good. But, if you go to college, in college success, they've had a lot of really successful.
No, really good ones. But I mean, just like in that vein, things are just so
different.
He was
a winner and he translated to the NFL too.
Yeah. The difference between, having a Pat White at West Virginia versus what it takes to be that successful in the Big Ten is just astronomically different. And with Napier, I mean, it's just, he's lesser Lincoln Riley. In the sense of, you're at Florida. This thing does itself. You just have to not screw it up.
Yeah.
As long as you get everything in line. The problem is, this has been the problem at USC and A&M to an extent, and Texas really, until Sark kind of helped iron some things out there, is you've got these big giant machines. All you need to do is make sure that the gears are in the right places so everything runs together. But if you don't, it is the biggest, nastiest, ugliest, clunkiest thing you've ever seen.
And the gears have changed, though, because of the fact that you have, in college football now, NIL collectives and people wanting to be big swinging you-know-whats, and the coordination of getting that money and getting it to the athletes is way different now. And Napier has struck out in several instances. You have the Jaden Rashada debacle that has not helped him, along with the fact that you look at their rivalry games and they haven't been good in those either under Billy Napier, especially when you sit there and you say, and there is a great element to what Billy Napier said of good people, better people win football games. You cannot just have a locker room full of
nice people.
Well, you can't have them full of nice people, but you can't have them full of guys just getting in trouble all the time and don't care and aren't pulling in the same direction.
Yeah.
There is a balance. And I think that's the hardest thing when you're coaching at a big university.
Is the right amount of spice that you have in that room.
You do. Like, you truly do have to have some guys that...
Look, for every one Antonio Brown that you have on a team, you have to remove four knuckleheads.
Well, Florida is a great example of this.
Yes.
2008, where
for one every murderer number arrest,
you have to have a Tim Tebow and a Chris Leak in that locker room, right? Like, you have for every Aaron Hernandez,
every murderer you have
Pouncey
team.
Brother, like, you've got to have guys that...
The squeakiest image in the history of college football.
Calm the waters around it, right? You can't win with nothing but choir boys. You can't win with nothing but, guys that are getting in trouble all the time. But I think when you have a coach like Billy Napier, who everybody knows where the hot seat lies with him, and that they want results and they want them right now at the University of Florida, a lot of people are upset at Florida because he's sitting there and he's saying that, and they've been beat by 23 points and 22 points by their bitter rival in Georgia in the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, which I know they don't want to call it that. That's still what it is. That's a great name for a rivalry. But when Kirby Smart has had 29 arrests or citations for speeding, reckless driving, or street racing.
Somebody died.
Since somebody died.
Yeah.
On January 15th, 2023, Georgia has, they should just take cars away.
Well, yeah, stop giving them Hellcats. Number two, these are the ones that have been reported.
Yeah.
Do you think that literally all of them have been reported in Georgia? I don't.
Yeah, there are some guys that are...
There are some from friends of the institution, perhaps, of giving the old ball coach a phone call.
And this is where the cooks in the kitchen thing comes up, is because there are people that all they want is to win.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it. Like, you want to win, win, win. And however you get there, that's what they care about. They don't care about the image. Then there are people that are sitting there and they want, no, we want our university's name not to be sullied by off-field incidences, or we want to have a high graduation rate. Georgia is the most dominant team over the last 5 years in college football.
And no question about it. If ands, buts about it.
They've had the 29 arrests or citations for driving that we've talked about. There was also the graduation success rate numbers were released. And leading the country in graduation success rate is Clemson. 99%. You can do it. With
good damn
99% since 2016, so an 8-year run, Clemson has graduated 99% of the players that stick around. Now
that's still crazy.
That doesn't include guys who transfer. It doesn't include guys who leave early for the NFL.
But that's still
99%.
That's insane. Like I didn't think anybody got anywhere near that.
Boston College, Cincinnati, Northwestern, Wake Forest are all at 97%.
Those institutions all make sense. Clemson being up that high is
Louisville. Stanford are both at 96%.
Okay.
If you look at, if you're wondering where the Northwest schools are on here,
I imagine both are pretty high.
Washington is at 84%. Mm-hmm. Oregon is at 80%.
Yeah.
And that's actually USC's number too, is 80% right there. Yeah. The Ducks and Beavs are, or the Cougs and Beavs are not on this list, but Georgia is at the back of the pack. 41%. Mind you,
I don't go to Georgia to play school.
Clemson was at 99%.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia is dead last at 41%.
Less than half.
And that does not include guys who leave early for the NFL mm-hmm. and guys who transfer.
So these are the guys that are student athletes.
To put that into perspective, UCLA is second to last of the Power Conference schools. They are at 64%. 64%. And do you think, and like this is where winning will cure all for Billy Napier at Florida. Mm-hmm. If they do go out and they win football games, they are a 9 or 10 win team this year. That will ease any of these conversations that they're having about Billy Napier. People don't care about the graduation rate and people will not care. I mean, somebody died at Georgia and that is where people are sitting there going, Kirby, you need to figure this out. Yeah.
Maybe put your arms around this a little bit better, bud.
Because since that happened, 29 arrests for
driving.
That's
an insane number.
Or citations, not just but not still, everybody's been arrested.
That's an insane number.
Yeah. That have been made public. And your graduation rate is that low. Your job as a football coach is to win football games. And if you do that, a lot of the reputation stuff gets pushed aside. And hey, I don't think that that's right. I think everybody would love a world where your football team wins a bunch of games and all of your student athletes make you very proud of mm-hmm. what they do on and off the field. But nobody's talking about Kirby Smart in this regard right now because what he was brought to Georgia to do.
Just win, baby.
Just win the SEC mm-hmm. and beat Florida, beat Bama, win those games, you know? And for them, beat Tennessee, too, because Georgia.
That one always matters.
That's important for them.
It does matter, regardless of who dies.
But Billy Napier, I was surprised at how many Florida fans were pushing back on Billy Napier saying, better people win football games, too. And they're like, we don't care. Just win.
Like, we'll go back to Aaron Hernandez. It's fine. Just win games.
God. And, like, Do those fans, and they don't care. They don't care. But do they realize that there was a documentary made about them and how they just got to do whatever the hell they wanted?
And they won football games.
Nobody cared about it then, though. Live in the moment. Live in the moment right now, I guess.
Coming up on our worst day on the web, a judge has ruled yet again in a food case. But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
All right, it's time to have an official ruling.
Oh, all right.
Because an Ohio Supreme Court yet again has ruled.
No, they need to stop.
Stop going to Ohio? Tacos or
Wait,
sandwiches?
Wait, wasn't it Iowa the first one, though? No, or Indiana? Indiana the first. It was
no,
Indiana
it was Ohio.
With the
taco?
No, that was Indiana.
You sure? I'm almost positive it was Ohio.
Yeah, I think it was Indiana. We need to stop going to the Midwest on our non-traditional. Like, if you want to go to the Midwest, And you want to tell me about brats or food with like potatoes or corn? I'll listen.
Don't sauerkraut.
Don't give me tacos though. Don't do this.
You're right. It was Indiana.
It was Indiana. Yeah, Indiana. I remember because my cousin lives in Indiana, and I was like, "Are we doing this? Mm. Is this where
you send them to? Like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah, we can't have this. This aggression will not stand." All right. Well, Ohio's in the mix now.
Ohio's in the mix. They
just trying to be relevant, huh?
Boneless chicken wings can in fact have bones in them.
All right. I'm not as opposed to boneless chicken wings as a lot of people are. If I go to a restaurant and I have the option, will I take a bone-in wing? Absolutely. 10 times out of 10.
See, mine's more like 8 out of 10.
Oh, you'll go boneless, though.
Look, man, sometimes just being able to house a nice, juicy, saucy nug.
Yeah.
At B-dubs?
But that's what it is. It's a nug.
It is.
McDonald's has ruined this for everybody else because everybody just calls it a McNugget.
Yes.
But a boneless wing is, in fact, it's a chicken nugget.
It's a better nugget.
It's a chicken nugget that is very good.
It's bigger. It's tastier, crustier, with better sauce.
Most of the time, yeah. Gross, dude.
But consumers cannot legally expect boneless chicken wings to actually be free of bones. A restaurant patient who suffered serious medical complications from getting a bone stuck in his throat. It actually, a small bone inside of a boneless chicken wing ripped his esophagus.
Okay, so I do, now I stand with the person who sued here. I think that the Supreme Court is out of line here. If you're telling me it's boneless, it better be boneless.
Also chew your food.
Both parties are wrong here. Yeah. Okay? Both parties are wrong. Yeah. Chew your food. Did you not notice the little crunchy thing in there that you couldn't chew all the way?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point.
Long, thin bone tore his esophagus.
Sounds miserable.
Like you don't have Coke Zero Sugar and look on the nutritional label and find 2 grams of sugar.
I was just saying, it's better than a long, thick bone tearing a hole in your esophagus.
But that right there is... That sounds like it would affect everything that you do in your life. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's not going to feel good, but it's your own damn fault. Chew your food.
Yeah, that's a great point. That is a great point. But to say that we shouldn't expect a boneless wing to be boneless...
That's not my argument.
That I know. But that's what the Supreme Court ruled.
Right.
In
and they're
Ohio.
Wrong, too.
And it was a difficult, heated ruling because it was 4-3.
Ooh.
You got to remember, we're talking about Ohio here, where even the couches are scared.
Political satire from Jeff Russ.
Wow. We're not here for that, Jeff.
In the 4-3 ruling, the Supreme Court said Thursday that boneless wings refers to a cooking style and that Berkheimer, the one who suffered the injuries here, should have been on guard against bones since it's common knowledge that chickens have bones.
Now, that is a pretty good defense there. Chickens do have bones, but... You are also telling me it is.
I could be led to believe otherwise. Boneless. Have you seen the Mercedes-Benz commercial?
No.
Have you not seen it? It's a great commercial because they show the motion body control where it's kind of an ingenious commercial to get your point across, but it's a bunch of people holding up chickens and like moving the body all around and the head stays and the chicken's head doesn't move and they're demonstrating the new like body control and suspension of the Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
But the chicken looks like it's boneless. Looks like it's gelatinous.
That's a weird commercial you just described.
Yeah, it is, but it's very effective. In the break, I will pull it up for you and be like, oh.
Yeah.
You, like, point communicate it, and they never once show the car in the commercial. And you immediately, you understand, like, the connection that they're making.
Huh. I feel creeped out by that.
Yeah, but once I show it to you, you'd be like,
all right.
Okay.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it is, that's a very weird concept for a commercial here. All right.
It's interesting.
I am against this Ohio Supreme Court ruling.
I think we should probably just be against Midwest Ohio, Supreme Court rulings in general as it pertains to foods always.
It's a fact. Unless it's, unless it's milk, cheese, corn.
Light beer.
Yeah, we'll go. I think they get their blondes. To the Rockies. We can add the Rockies into that.
They get their blondes. Like that's what they do.
They should not be ruling on our chicken sausages 100%. 100%.
Sausage and sausage adjacent products. You
know, I think the thing that we're finding out here though is we're not getting these rulings out of Wisconsin or Iowa.
No.
You know, these are coming from Ohio.
The home of everything fried. Iowa can rule on anything fried.
And I'll tell you this.
We should have food courts of the land.
You
take it to the high court. Like if you need a ruling on an IPA, you're taking it to the Supreme Court of Oregon.
Yes.
No other court in this country can rule on the legality of an IPA.
Where is chicken wing country though? I think it is in the South. But here's the thing about Indiana is more, you know, country fried than we would think. It's more like you get into Southern Indiana and it's more, what's that restaurant, has all the crap, has the little corner store inside it.
God, Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
It's more Cracker Barrel than you think.
Yeah. It's connected to Kentucky, folks.
Yeah.
Like we forget.
It's moonshine territory.
You get down there.
You get down in them hills those hills have eyes.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
So
Ohio and Indiana, your Supreme Courts are out.
Yeah.
You're out. I don't want to hear. I think Arkansas. Isn't that where Tyson Chicken? Isn't that in Arkansas?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can go Arkansas. We need Arkansas Supreme Court to rule on the Nuggies.
They can do pigs and chicken in Arkansas.
That's what woo pig suey.
Look, corn, Nebraska, all you baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Iowa might fight on that.
We'll give, they border, so we'll give Iowa, and you got to hear that in Omaha.
You got to go from one. Yes,
you got to hear that case in Omaha.
Your first case is heard in Iowa, but the Supreme case is heard in Omaha.
They can walk right over that sky bridge that I see every College World Series. That they're like, hey, did you know? It's like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I watch.
It's crazy. The fog hits that place like you would not believe, and you can. It is like a terror movie. When that fog hits there, you can't see a foot in front of your face. I've walked that before, and it's like it may have been very late at night.
Wow. Creepy.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
The movie Belly made me terrified of Omaha for a while. You know, you remember that?
Oh,
yeah. They run drugs through Omaha. Yeah. And I was like, who knew? Who knew?
That's the second Belly reference I've heard in 2 days.
Wow. What are we giving California to rule on in the food world?
California burritos, tacos.
The San Diego style burrito?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's their jam.
Right. I think we get IPAs here.
Yeah, I think they get the defining word on Mexican food as they are like the Mexican as opposed to Texas, which is Tex-Mex.
Yeah. I think Oregon and Washington, we get... we can have IPAs and salmon.
Yeah, I think fish. I think we get all Pacific fish.
Yeah, we don't want to trust the people of Alaska to rule on those on these matters. No. We don't want, but they would be in there.
Well,
they're
tainted by
the
Russian vote.
Yeah, that's right. You can see it. You can see Russia from their house.
Well, you know what? They really need to come to the Pacific Northwest to judge and what we can rule on.
How you doing?
Yeah,
Matthew McConaughey.
Well, come on now.
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
Oh, weed.
Yeah.
Colorado is going to push back.
Colorado, well, they get beer.
They get their
as well.
Domestic beer.
Yeah. They get domestic beer and they can have some weed too. Yeah. I mean, we can have them. We can.
Would you say the high court is in Oregon?
Yeah. We can have a joint ruling.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at you both. You both. You guys are learning well.
Yeah.
Not bad. All right, coming up next.
This is like Utah on like highly caffeinated beverages, ruling on highly caffeinated beverages, though.
How about water?
We can't have that.
They can rule on water.
No.
Soaking.
But Ohio and Indiana.
Damn it, you beat me to that, too.
Yeah. Ooh, Washington does get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They get coffee.
That's fine. Yeah. I'll give them that one.
Yeah.
All right. We got to figure this one out. Oof. All right. Coming up next, we're going to do a little pivot back to the Olympics just for some fantastic calls and some cool stuff that's coming out of the Olympics here. Coming up next here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. One of the great things about the Olympics is the electric moments.
It's the America.
America. And also perhaps the agony of another nation's defeat.
Buddy.
And never is that more on display that in the closing seconds of a sporting event, we're in a do-or-die situation, which the U.S. found themselves in the bronze medal match against Australia in the USA Women's Rugby Sevens. With 15 seconds to go, down five, this is what we got.
Ramsey across the face for Alex Cedric. All through Alex Cedric.
Were they talking in a tin can?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's either that or you get the audio from the international broadcast that were not in English. Oh. So what you heard was Team USA breaking free for a 94-yard scramble as time expires, which in rugby, when you score, you get the try, it's where you put the ball down across the line where you have the opportunity to kick between for the go-ahead win here in this case.
So we were down five,
mm-hmm.
15 seconds to go, full field in front.
Indeed.
94-yard house call. And she went right down the pipe.
Just two cuts, little Reggie Bush, and gone. Nobody was catching
her. Oh, she flattened one of those defenders. Yeah. Yeah.
Just bye.
It wasn't the Maher gal who she
is. Good Lord, she is a unit.
She's a truck.
Yeah. Did you see the stiff arm?
Where she just bit, yeah, she just threw her.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it reminded me of like.
It was Mike Allstott.
It did look a little Mike Allstott.
No, it was, I mean, upright, shoulders rolled, just knock.
Yeah, she does not have a cowboy collar, though.
No.
She
kind of looks like one. Yeah. She has one built in.
In having Jason Kelce be the face of women's rugby,
which is awesome.
So great. He's arm wrestling him. Yeah. He is. I love
living
that.
His best life.
Flava Flav is the water face polo. Of women's water polo. Jason Kelce has adopted the women's rugby team. This is what
Snoop is there for the women's Olympic gymnastics team.
Well, and highlights
and everything else.
His badminton highlights were electric the other night. Did you see that? Did you catch that clip?
Yeah. Just fantastic stuff.
Oh, no, over here. Oh, no, over there. You can't not hear. I was.
Oh, jeez.
I love Snoop Dogg. He is. In the fact that they're not going over the top with shoving him down our throats it's nice. Because that was going to be the slippery slope is that less is more with Snoop. Have him there. The crowd shots of him.
You sprinkle him in.
Just having him like. In the stands for things and showing
on
him.
The women the
that's great
the swim team as they went for gold.
It's great.
It was great.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, way to go, women's rugby.
The best finish that the U.S. Rugby team has ever had, men or women.
Yeah. And the men were doo-doo. They were eliminated after their first two games.
Well, they got a long way to go to catch up to those monsters from the islands. All and by the way, I use islands loosely as in like all of the islands.
Yeah. The surfing guy yesterday giving the number one
midair.
What a great picture.
Just goes full send off the top of the wave.
All time picture.
Oh,
I am still just baffled that they're like, Tahiti.
Yeah. Hey, it's French.
It is.
It's a French Polynesian island.
Sure, we're going to go there, but the Olympics have been They've been a great time filler. Jimmer Fredette is getting interviewed now for the U.S. men's 3-on-3 team. He's just jimmering all over the place.
He may or may not have rim checked a layup while you're out there.
Don't worry about that. There's nothing to see here.
Why didn't his NBA career work out?
Well,
oops.
He's got a great 3-on-3 career.
He does.
Go for the gold. Let's go.
All right, coming up next, you were down in Eugene for Ducks Media Day. We'll go back and have you regale us with the sights and sounds and all the happenings down in the world of the Oregon Ducks. We'll be here in hour number 3 on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare.
Wire.
The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.